What is good, everyone? We are back into episode 12. That's right. It's gone for a little bit because I use an app to provide these episodes, and the app crashed after they recently did an update, so I couldn't use it for quite some time. And during that time, I also took a bit of a break, so that way I could let that move forth. And I was working as well as taking a break. Kind of contradictory, but oh well. We are moving on to letter K. Letter K that we are going over as the first one is called Kabbalah. Now, history, one that people will usually refer to, is Flavius Josephus. Okay, a lot of people will say, like, oh yeah, Flavius Josephus, he talked about the Jews, you know, he wrote about them. He may have, yes, written that with an I, but this dude was a traitor to his own people. He was a part of the state. Think of it today as the Satanic Bloodline's agents. We see their agents at high levels. Okay? That is the group, the agents, he was dealing with those people. The Satanic Bloodline's agents. That's who he was connected to. He deceived and betrayed his own people to get in league with them. So, no. I'm not going to believe someone who was a traitor and a deceiver. Sure, he might have some information, but granted, there is truth based upon the fact that he did. primarily by the Jewish historian Gershom Scholem, has inspired the development of historical research on Kabbalah in the field of Judaic studies. And to prove how Khazarians are really the influential part of it, if you look up Khazars, I'm going to take a section, so don't quote me based upon this, just one section I'm only referring to. But this is what says here: determining the origins and nature of the Khazars is closely bound with theories of their languages, but it is a matter of intricate difficulty since no indigenous records in the Khazar language survive, and the state was polyglot and polyethnic. The native religion of the Khazars is thought to have been Tengrism, like that of the North Caucasian Huns and other Turkic peoples. But it wasn't. It was actually Judaism. Now they say Tengrism, which is an ethnic of Turkic, Yanesian, Mongolic religion originating in the Eurasian steppes, based on shamanism and animism. called cumina. Cumina is actually in Jamaica territory. So as I put down here, it's used for healing purposes, mainly with music that started in Jamaica, heavily influences Rastafarian music. Healing ceremonies include singing, dancing, drumming, animal sacrifice, and spirit possession. So it's spirit healing and witchcraft. But this is what it says. Cumina is an Afro-Jamaican religion. Cumina has practices that include secular ceremonies, dance, and music that developed from the beliefs and traditions brought to the island by Congo enslaved people and indentured laborers. Yeah, okay. From the Congo region of West Central Africa during the post-emancipation era. It's mostly associated with the I'm not going to cover all of them because it actually talks about so many different lists. Now we're going to cover later after we go through this list, because these other lists that they have is based on, and these are all separate when I name them, alchemists, astrologers, channelers, mediumship, deities, general fraternities, good luck charms, legendary creatures, lunar deities, Mesopotamian deities, mythological objects, Old Testament pseudepigrapha. I mean, we could go in there. Plants in the Bible. You can see also gemstones in the Bible. Solar deities, spirituality related topics, Thelemite demons. So at the end, the ring is destroyed. So Sauron's entire army is defeated. It's used for magical properties, control people. But moving on to the next one, we have what's called Lammas. Okay. Talked about this before. And here's a really weird thing. The picture that they have for Loaf, it's called Loaf Mass Day. Lammas Loaf Owl with Salt Eyes. They have an owl for their bread. In the shape, their bread is in the shape of an owl. So it kind of gives you an idea of not really to pause, and then we're going to come right back because this one is pretty lengthy and you're going to love it. What we're going to talk about, it's the left hand path and right hand path. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back everybody. Appreciate you all staying tuned in. I do want to also let you all know that come the beginning of next month, I'm going to put season one on a subscription-based. It's going to be on a subscription base. But what I did is I changed the price from $8.99 to $2.99 a month. So if you want to go ahead and you want to stay listening into that awesome content, and I do have other awesome episodes to listen to for people that you're not going to hear on the free ones, that are on the subscription based, but I did change the price from $8.99 to $2.99. It's a lot better for people. But first season, you have until December to listen to those and to get people in, listen to them as well. So come December. Well, it's kind of like today. Tell somebody the truth. You're like, no, this is what I found on the internet. This is what it says. It's not true. That's what I read. What I read is true. But the book that you want to read, it does have actual mathematical calculations to prove that, is going to be by Bruce Cathy. His last name is spelled C-A-T-H-I-E. It's his book that came out in the 90s. I believe it's called The Energy Grid. He has books before that, but that's the one that's more updated. But the last book that he did write, which was after that one, is The Harmonic Conquest of Space. There's two books, the most recent books that he wrote. He passed away, I believe, in it was 2012. He lived in New Zealand, and he already had testimonies from people that actually brought evidence of UFOs. But when it comes to the next one on the list, because we are done with ley lines, we're going to move on to what's called I had to read through that a little painfully because it was old English. But the last three that we have here, I don't really need to talk about the other two, because one is Lucifer, the other is Luciferianism. Lucifer is essentially Hillel ben Sakkar or Shakkar. It's only mentioned in Christianity and Freemasonry, but it's Lucifer is named after Venus. And then Luciferianism is a belief that Lucifer is God. Those are what those two are. However, when it comes to Lugnasta, or forgive me if I butcher that name, when it comes to Lugnasad, it's a Gaelic festival marking the beginning of the harvest season and an official holiday in Ireland. Historically, it was widely observed throughout Ireland, Scotland, and the Isle of Man. Traditionally, it's held on August 1st, or about halfway between the summer solstice and autumn equinox. In recent centuries, some of the celebrations have shifted to the Sunday nearest this date. Lugnasday, or Lugnasad, is one of the four Gaelic seasonal festivals, along with Samhain, Imbolc, and Beltane. It corresponds to the Welsh Gwyl Ost and the English Lammas. So when we were talking about Lammas Day or Loafmas Day, that's what's worse. But it can be just is something where it's come from. So until then, appreciate you all. Don't forget to share this for more people to listen in, so that way you get this awesome content. Until then, I will catch you all out. Peace.